We are live. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda. I want to talk to you today about what my favorite golf YouTube channels are and why. All right. Welcome back to the Peter Von Panda channel. I am here this evening, and I was thinking, first of all, before I go into my top list here, I just want to say that if you are a member of the Peter Pan Panda group, and if you are not, you can certainly follow the link in the description below to join. It's free, but my live streams are announced there early. So while this is live, the people in the group get a heads up on when I'm going to go live. So sometimes it's only a few hours before I decide to do it, because they're kind of spur of the moment like this one is. And sometimes they are scheduled way in advance because I want them to coincide with something. So if you want to get a heads up on when these live streams are coming, you can certainly join there. But you don't have to. You can just be surprised. Be surprised. So first of all, I wanted to do this because the other day I did a live stream talking about the TXG news that they are getting bought out, that Matty Boy was no longer going to be a part of it. And I thought, you know, I just want to clarify that it was a criticism potentially of TXG, but it's not like I'm not a fan of TXG and I'm not unsubscribing or anything like that. So, you know, it's just a change. And it was kind of my speculation of what happened behind the scenes and kind of general criticism about or suggestions about what business owners should do and, you know, how we can show our love and appreciation for the people that help make everything possible. For example, even though I don't have staff here, I have you guys and gals here chilling with me. And so that is what is the fuel for what I do here. So I appreciate it. So let's just get into the list here. I want to pull up some graphics so that you can see what I am talking about. And the first one here is TXG. So these are in no particular order, although I've generally put them in some order here. But TXG, because I just talked about it, I wanted to tell you, you know, Tour Experience Golf, they've got a great channel. They've done great work over the years. They have been rewarded with good subscriber numbers. And the reason I really like them, you can see my head just cut off at the top here, is that they really do true testing. They do reviews, and I would call them in-depth, thorough reviews, because they really have really good golfers that are really consistent, and they are bringing in average golfers. So when you have really good golfers, it's easy to find the average golfers. If you're an average golfer, it's not always easy to find really good golfers, but they do that. And so, you know, when they provide data and experiential data, particularly, you know, hey, I'm getting a real world 5 extra yards, 10 extra yards on this. I'm getting nothing out of this, you know, and I get that they are trying to sell their services and clubs, and I don't fault them for that at all, but I definitely trust them. And I think that they've had a lot of chemistry between Ian and Matt in the past. Hopefully they will find that again. It's probably going to take them a little while to kind of have that, but I really like the point counterpoint of a good golfer who was learning with an expert in the industry who was teaching. And so it was really good from my standpoint because I learned a lot. Now they've got a couple experts, so I hope they kind of dumb it down for the dumb people like me, but I really like their channel and subscribe. And, you know, I probably watch most of the videos that come out, you know, so a lot of these channels, I won't watch every video, but TXG is one of those. When they do have a new video come out, I will probably more than likely watch it. All right. Number two, Alex Etches. Now, Alex is a big guy, hits big drives, and I watch him because he hits bombs. He's an entertaining guy too, but you know, the thing that I really like about that is seeing a guy who can drive 340 yards carry. That's just, it just kind of is crazy to me. And so it's just entertaining to see guys who can do that pretty much with anything. Andy, great to have you. Good evening to you. signature Peter Von Panda golf set. Well, they'd sell one of them. Jace Davenport, hey, how's it going, man? What's your favorite cheese? Gouda. 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 So, did I answer that? You know what? I really like raclette cheese because you can bake that in the oven for a little while and it gets nice and delicious. All right. Number three is the Mark Crossfield channel. So Mark is one of those guys, and I really like him because I would call him a no BS. Tells you the pros and cons, tells you how it is, tells you what you need, what you don't need. He's just like an honest guy. He's not like overly charismatic. You know, it's not like I watch him just for the entertainment value, but I watch him because there's a huge trust factor there, because I really think what he is sharing with his viewers is legit. So if he says, listen, here's a $300 shaft, here's an $80 shaft, they're pretty similar. Those are the things that I really like. And so I trust him to kind of just cut through the BS because he's not running, you know, a club shop or something like that. He's just a really good golfer. Random Green. You know, I've been looking for that Domino's Pan Pizza and trying to figure out how to get me one. So if I do, that is going to be coming up soon. And that, spoiler alert, might be happening very, very soon. Who designed my logo? That's called Fiverr.com, where you can hire someone overseas for $5 to do stuff. And so if you have a question about my logo, let me know. But it has evolved over the years. Actually, the little panda at the very top was kind of one of the first iterations, and then I actually had it expanded out. So it's been an evolving logo over the years. All right. So Mark Crossfield, no BS. I like that guy. Number four. And I'm curious, if you watch golf channels, if you play golf, I'm curious what your favorite channels are too. This is just a sampling of the ones that I'm still subscribed to. I've watched a lot in the past, but this is not an exhaustive list of all the ones that I have watched. Okay, cool. Well, I tell you what, Random Green, we are going to have pizza together soon because I love it a pizza. All right, so Mr. Short Game seems like a cool guy. Just seems like a guy I'd golf with, hang out with. He seems totally laid back, not too into himself. But one of the things that he's done lately, and I watched him initially because he was doing short game stuff, and that's really where I wanted to master it because I'm not a huge hitter, so I really wanted to dial that short game. But the thing that really brought me back to him recently was he has been doing, and good on him for getting the invites, tours of different country clubs, and like some really exclusive country clubs too, $300,000 membership fees to get into some of these initiation fees. And they are awesome. And it's not like I will ever join a country club because I'll never have that kind of money. But it is interesting to see how the other half lives. One of the country clubs has like these candy shops on the golf course. So they're little, you know, candy stores. Like you might think of going into the mall and picking out candy, but you just go in, fill up little cups of candy on the golf course. They're completely free for members. I mean, how cool is that? You know, it's not something like you use all the time or anything, I suppose, but man, you get to see how that 1% lives. It's pretty awesome. Sarah, do I watch Good Good? No. Can you throw in a link to it in the description or in the comments? Because I'll check it out. I've never heard of Gouda. You know, I just like saying Gouda because it was in one of my favorite movies, Ricky Bobby, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, baby. He's like, we have four kind of cheese at the wedding, Gouda. And one of my favorite actresses, now I can't think of her name. She was like, Gouda. So Mr. Short Game, the tours of that he's doing right now are just awesome. If you want to see how the privileged people live, the Thurston Howells live, definitely check out that. It's pretty awesome. Number five, Stacked Golf. I don't watch every video from Stacked Golf. You know, it's a couple, a young couple, guy and girl, and they go to a lot of pawn stores, garage sales, buy clubs. But the ones I watch there, the videos that I watch, they can be long. They're very good golfers, too, is just because I get nostalgic for some of these clubs. They find some of these clubs. They sell some on eBay. I think they're kind of like flippers in the world of golf clubs. And sometimes they find clubs, and I'm like, I remember that club. That was a really popular club. It was a club I wanted to own. And now you can find it at a garage sale for $15 for the set. You know, so it's just one of those things where there's a little bit of like tugs at the heartstrings, you know, plays a nostalgia card for me. I might be able to join a country club, Andy. Yeah. You know what? Even if I had the money, I'm not sure that I would. It's probably not my scene, but I tell you what, it's just fun looking at that. It's like, I don't know, some of the videos I watch on private jets, I'm never going to fly a private jet either, but it is pretty cool how some people can. Jace, you and I, we're going to have some Gouda. I'm not even sure I know what Gouda tastes like. Who do I want to win the Super Bowl? I'm going to tell you that, Rena, but I'm going to make you wait till the end because not only am I going to tell you who I want to win, I'm going to tell you who does win. All right, so Stack Golf, they're fun. I subscribe to them, but like I said, they're probably the ones that I watch the fewest videos because they provide so much content, not just the quantity in terms of numbers of videos, but like long form content too, like hours of content. So a great growing channel, entertaining peeps. And number six, Allie Taylor Golf. Whenever I see this Allie, I always think of like a girl's name, but it's Alistair, I think it's just stands for Ali Taylor Golf. And the thing I really like about Ali is he is just straight to the point on golf stuff. So his videos might only be 10, 12 minutes long. You know, he doesn't put in like a lot of production value. He just gets straight to it. He's like, here's a driver. Let's test it here. Let's test it to last year's driver. And he gets to it, shows you the data real time. It's not like one of these things where you watch a montage of 50 shots and then it's a summary at the end. Dude, he just gets to it like a no nonsense guy. And I like it because, you know, sometimes you watch videos for literally the educational content, literally just the educational content. And he kind of provides that, but he's a great golfer. But I like compressed, you know, sometimes I'll see there's a 40-minute video about the same thing and I'll watch Ali's 12-minute video because I'm going to get more data in that shorter amount of time. So it just kind of depends on what you feel that day. But it doesn't mean that that's the only way I like watching. I don't like being entertained just as much. Are you not entertained? So I like his. He's super slick stick. No, I haven't even heard of that. I got to check that out. Don, where can I pick that? Where can I pick one of those up? If you've got a website, please throw that in the comments. I'd love to check that out. It's not even sure what it does, but it sounds pretty cool. Build your own mini golf course in your backyard. Andy, I've kind of thought about it. You know, I've kind of thought about putting an AstroTurf in my backyard because, you know what? It would save me from mowing that sucker. Brian Cawley. Hi, Pete. Well, hi, Brian. How you doing? All right. Number 7, Kirk Young. Looks like Jung. I think Young is a German last name. And he is one of these guys. I can't think of Mr. Graves. I can't think of his first name. But Kirk Young runs a YouTube channel that is dedicated to the single plane swing, which I picked up a couple of summers ago. So I have been using exclusively the single plane swing for everything. I really like it. It's just simplified my golf swing. Obviously, Bryson DeChambeau is kind of the most popular pro that uses a swing. It's helped me. I tell you what, it has really helped me get rid of the duffs, the grounding of the club, because kind of timing the release, shoulder up, you know, whatever, you know, all those little movements that you have. There would be some times when I would just duff a golf ball because my club was too low, you know, because I didn't get the release right or whatever. But the single plane swing has almost, you know, eliminated that for the most part for me. And so it's just made me more consistently eking out every ounce of my game, but it's just making me consistent. And Kirk Young has a web or a channel that shows you how to do the single plane swing. But what I think I did was I tried to go after the Mo Norman swing, replicating that too much. And Kirk's philosophy is more like, here are the key components, and here's how you can take your swing and become the single plane swing. And so some variations on it, especially for us that come from a multi-plane swing, the two-plane swing, and how you can kind of move to it and kind of the simple things. And so when I first started, the first year I went to single plane, I almost left it because I was like, I just can't get it. And I got all these little trainers and all this other stuff. And then after watching his channel, I figured out, you know, I'm overthinking it. I'm trying to be too literal on what I'm taking from Mo Norman. I just want to take the pieces that I need and adapt it in the way that I want to. And so I think he does a great, great job of that. So Kirk Young, if you're thinking about single plane swing, he's the channel I would recommend. Numero 8. Some good questions here. I'm going to do a review on Gouda cheese. Gouda! For sure. Man, why can't I think of the actress's name from Ricky Bobby right now? I just love her. She's so funny and so pretty. Andy Thousand, you should definitely have your own radio show. Well, what's radio? I remember something like that when I was a kid. We had radio. I don't know. I'd love to do it. Definitely got a face for radio. And dream golf set, what would it be? You know, it's funny because obviously the Cobra golf sets are what I play with because of the single length, and I like that they're a premium and just great quality set. You know, I'm not sure. I would love to have, and this will be funny because it's not like a premium brand, but it's like I wish that I could have a really beautiful set of Wilson Staff irons because they're unique. You know, it's kind of like, you know, my watches. I don't want to have the same stuff everyone else does, right? That's not really unique. But Wilson tends to be a brand for the working man. I think they've made some beautiful clubs in the past. Most of them, the ones I'm thinking of, like the Staffs that are really beautiful, are blades. So I wouldn't play them, but man. You know, that would be kind of unique to have something that you don't see every day. That's not too pompous. I think that's what I like. Number 8, golf rules questions. This channel is interesting on the YouTube channel. They also have a podcast, which I subscribe to too, but on their YouTube channel, what they do is they take a scenario that you might encounter on the golf course and talk about the rule that applies. You know, so they'll put a ball up against a tree and be like, here's a ball up against a tree. Now, what can you do? You know, can you take an unplayable? Do you have to hit it off, you know, laterally to the fairway? Or, you know, do you get any relief? And, you know, just kind of common sense stuff. I mean, stuff that you'll probably encounter in the real world, you know, or they'll even take situations that come up on the pro tour, show you the clip, and then explain why that rule is what it is, or explain why the rule was changed, or why it's now obsolete, or whatever it might be, or how it was misapplied or correctly applied. So it's just really fascinating, and I think it will make you a better golfer. So there have been number of times that I've been on the golf course and playing with people, and they're like, oh, I did this. And, you know, like one of the things that I think is not known to a lot of people is that there used to be, like, if you teed up the ball and you hit it off, you know, the tee and it rolled onto the ground, that was a stroke. You could re-tee it, but it was still a stroke. So that changed. The golf rule now, I believe, is that an unintentional hit is not a hit. So the nice thing about that is it's just trying to make golf funner, more in the spirit, right? Nobody intended to hit the ball off the tee, you know, a little slop there, or a little casualness or whatever it might be. So I like that they go into that, and they go into some really in-depth ones in the podcast too. They're way over my head and stuff you probably won't encounter. But if you really want to understand the rules of golf, you know, how does the sprinkler head affect what you can do when you're at the green, those types of things, Golf Rules Questions is a great channel for that. Channel is called Good Good. We'll have to check it out. Sarah Hashikawa, I appreciate that referral. That's exactly what I want to hear. If anyone else has golf channels that they think I might enjoy, I will definitely go check them out. What do I think of Charlie doing? Charlie Woods, man, it looks good. He's a chip off the old block. Do you think so, Trent? I mean, I was seeing that and I was like, man, I know if I had his swing now, not even at his age, clearly he is going to go professional. In my opinion. And he will probably be a force to be reckoned with. I mean, he could be the next, you know, people might be saying Charlie is the guy who's carrying on the Woods name. We'll see. I mean, Charlie might be what a lot of people know the Woods name for in the next generation. Number nine, Second Swing Golf. Second Swing Golf is based out of Minnesota. They have a number of locations now. They are a club recycler. You know, they're kind of like a consignment house. You sell your clubs, buy your clubs back, buy clubs, new clubs, sell your old clubs. You know, it's a great business model, obviously, for a lot of people who want to have always the newest gear. It's a great place for beginners to get new-ish gear, like last year's models, maybe a little used, get into it without having to spend a lot of the dough, shell out a lot of clams for it. And they're great. I've ordered stuff from them before. They ship quickly. But they are doing a YouTube channel with a couple of guys. Now, I would say both of these guys are great golfers, and they are coming into their own on the YouTube channel. And so they've been doing it a while, and they're definitely getting more comfortable. They're definitely expanding kind of their content. And I would say that they remind me a lot of TXG a few years ago. So what I would say is I think that more and more people are going to continue to watch them. I hope they continue to pump out a lot more content, because it's funny to me that you have these big golf companies, you know, either big brands, big box stores, whatever, and almost no YouTube presence. I mean, talk about if I had access to all of this golf equipment or watches or car dealership or something, you know, dude, I'd be pumping out content left and right, because I have all this stuff that I can, you know, that I have access to that I wouldn't have access to as a guy sitting in his office at his house, right? And so I like that, the fact that they're doing it. And like I said, they're kind of to the new TXG to me, although what they probably need is a more amateur guy, you know. Golf products in the works for you to review. Man, I've got lots, and you probably can't even see them here, but I've got this interesting golf mat with like three different types of rough on it, a golf swing trainer, a tethered thing. I've got a couple of golf trainer videos, like kind of portable trainers coming up. So lots of stuff coming up, Andy. And yes, folding bike ride sometime. Let's make it happen. All right, number 10. We're almost done with this list, and now we're getting to the big boys here. And the biggest boy of all the boys is Rick Shields. Not Shields. Shields. It'd be cool if his last name were Shields. So it had like a shield in the logo or something like that. But Rick Shields just crossed 2 million subs. Good for him. The thing I really like about him is that one can discover stuff, some kind of off-the-wall golf stuff, you know, because he's so big now. He can get all this random stuff. He can just buy random stuff. You know, obviously he does all the mainstream stuff too. He's a reviewer, not a tester, so it's like his comments are based on like, would I use this? Does this play well for me? You know, yes, the Bridgestone balls are good, but I still prefer Pro V1s. So he's not basically trying to say like, for this is a segment, all these things are great. You know, he's reviewing them from his perspective, and I like that, and he's big. But the thing is, one, discovering more stuff from him, but two, man, he's just got crazy good production value on his channel. So honestly, watching the Rick Shields channel is like watching a golf TV show. The most interesting ones that in recent memory that I can remember is where he goes and just plays a golf course and maybe he dominates it. My favorite one is where he just gets crushed with it. I don't know, like 14 over par by the end or something like that. So, you know, it's a golf TV show. That's basically what it is. Now, let's say even a bigger boy, Bryson DeChambeau, only last year started up a YouTube channel. And obviously the name recognition here is second to none. He's got a bunch of people in a short amount of time. But what I really love about him and what I really appreciate from Bryson is that he really gives us, I mean, in a really well-produced way, a behind-the-scenes look of what it's like to be a not only just a tour pro, but a top-tier tour pro, right? I mean, he's got a Bentley. He's got his own training facility. He's flies private jet. To the tournaments, you know. In fact, he thought he was going to miss the cut at one tournament, flew back home to Texas, got back on the jet, flew back when he found out he made the cut. So, you know, it's just, even in the tour pro world, I know a lot of guys will fly first class or, you know, whatever it might be, but he's at that top tier level, and it's fun to see him and his entourage, and man, you know, they seem to have an awesome time at it, but I'm sure when you have surplus, it's easy to have an awesome time. But he also teases the equipment that he's got. He, you know, that's like a TV show too, but it's nice because I think so many tour pros in the past have kind of been standoffish about giving up too much behind the scenes because, you know, you don't want people to think you live the good life, right? You want to be the underdog. You don't want to just be like, listen, I'm just so great. The money flows and everything's good, because then what you're doing is you're kind of turning people off to supporting you. But it's awesome to be able to see it. 2xpro775. Hello and hi to you too, man. Sarah Hashikawa, good. You know, I may have come across them, and it's also possible that I haven't. You know, I do spend a lot of time on YouTube, but I subscribe to so much stuff. It's hard to keep up with so much stuff. If I could just be a YouTube consumer and not a creator, I would have more time. But I am going to check them out. And I hope they're not just good. I hope they're great, great. Kyle Bercher. Oh, yeah. Kyle Bercher is on. If they do videos with him, he's an interesting guy. And he's on the Bryson channel quite a bit too. So man, dude, if that guy, I mean, that guy's a good golfer, you know. I'm a little surprised he doesn't try to play on the tour too. Yeah, his drives are crazy. Number 12, average golfer, you know, a pretty good sized channel here. Andy, I think is his name. He golfs, and what I really like about him is that he is giving us the amateur golfer perspective. So, you know, he's not a high handicapper. In fact, over the years that I've watched him, you know, he's getting better at golf. So while he kind of calls himself the average golfer, he's a pretty good golfer, in my opinion. You know, when I look at the average stats, the average drive, the average number of strokes, handicap, all this stuff, average number of putts, you know, for America at least, the average golfer in America isn't that great, but you got to think about all the people out there that are real amateurs, hacks, you know, all sorts of stuff. You get a huge cross section. And so it makes me feel a little better sometimes, but you know, I still like the fact that he's not a pro golfer. You know, he doesn't come from that. He's not cut from that cloth, I should say. He doesn't have that experience. He's not tainted by that. You know, he obviously works with a lot of big brands, but it's more about him and kind of, you know, being able to boil it down for us. Like, is this something we could use? You know, is this blade something an average golfer can use, or is it just vanity? You know, will it actually hurt our game? So I really like that. The irony of it is he becomes a better golfer. He's not really the average golfer. His thing might have to evolve like the pretty good golfer, you know, those types of things. All right. So Hogan Malathan's channel, Trent, I'll check that out too, man. I'll check that out. Andy, how far can I drive a golf ball? That's a great question. And it depends on which driver I'm using. And which we will see here is, actually I have a couple different drivers. I use some different drivers when I'm at the simulator, when I'm on the course. You know, when I'm on the course, I'm playing, I'm trying to give myself every benefit. So I use my Autoflex driver. And I play with a slightly more head weights to get a little closer to the ideal smash factor and all that stuff. And my average drive this last year was 251, with my longest drive being 272. So that's where my numbers are. You know, my problem is I can swing like a 270-yard drive, but I tend to pull them hard left when I swing like that. Sometimes I can get a hold of it, and I've had some nice, you know, center drives that are on the longer end of what I can do. But I have sent more off OB left than I care to admit. All right. So let's see here. So average golfer, not so average anymore. And seems like a decent dude. Now the last one here is the Claire Hogle Golf Channel. She's also on Golfaholics, but she's not on exclusively. So Golfaholics is a little bit different channel. But if you subscribe to Claire Hogle, the reason I subscribe to her is Claire Hogle. If there's anyone who's won the genetic lottery, it's definitely Claire. Good on her. Good on her parents for realizing they probably won the genetic lottery too. But obviously gorgeous, you know, very similar to me. And, you know, smart, brilliant, athletic, charming, entertaining, right? She just checks all the boxes. She's got a hugely bright future in front of her. She should definitely wear shades all the time, but she's just super charming and easy to watch. And I will tell you, she's got these videos that are 40 minutes long, and I'm like, yeah, I'll watch a few minutes at the beginning. And then I'm like, oh, well, that went fast. So anyway, Claire is obviously, she just started her channel, I think last year. So she's growing in a pretty big way, fast clip, but I like her channel too. So not sure if any of y'all have checked out those channels before. I'm definitely checking out Good Good. If you have any more suggestions on YouTube channels that I might not have seen and might benefit from, I can't get any worse, mind you. Please let me know. She's collaborative Good Good too. Yeah. And also the Ree sisters, you know, they have a great channel too. Sisters that are great at golf. You know, there's a lot of female golfers that are fantastic at golf, and I'm not sure why they aren't on the LPGA tour. And to be honest, maybe you make more money on YouTube as a great golfer than you do on the tour. But it's even like the Sean Clements channel. He's a golfer golf instructor up in Canada, and his daughter Savannah, she is a great golfer. I mean, just a little gal, drives a 290. In fact, there's a lot of stuff that she does in her drives that I also try to duplicate. So she's actually naturally a single plane swinger. So that's kind of the nice thing. So, you know, my assumption is if she can drive 290, maybe I can get there too at some point. Kenneth Chin, favorite barbecue sauce recipe? That's a good question. You know what? Here in Chicago, there's a place called Heckey's, and they make barbecue sauce. And I'll tell you what, there's a location in Evanston, which is right near where I went to school. You can go to Heckey's and get barbecues. I used to do that in college. And every now and then when I'm passing through Evanston, I'll stop and get some Heckey's barbecue sauce. I really like it. H-E-C-K-Y-S, Heckey's. So I don't know. I'm probably going to have some other good ones. I wish I lived in a barbecue town, man. I worked in Dallas and Fort Worth for like 6 months once. And man, oh, dude, I just went out for barbecue all the time. Probably wasn't a good move, but it was good for the soul. So anyway, I just wanted to call out some of these guys and gals doing awesome stuff on YouTube. I certainly am entertained, have learned a lot. It's amazing how much content there is and how much you can learn online. I wish this type of stuff were available when I was a kid learning golf, because I'd certainly be a lot better now, like I said, because I couldn't be worse. And, you know, when I was learning, it was from my high school golf course coach, man, who was not like a golf instructor. He was a good golfer, but it wasn't like there was a class, you know? And so it was just, it's one of those things, man, you can learn so much online and be entertained by so many of these people. And gosh, these guys are just crushing it out there. So lots of other channels too that are just crushing it. So always like seeing them, seeing what's new. And I certainly like trying stuff. And every now and then I find some stuff like this, or, you know, the counterweights or different club heads or whatever it might be, that just really make my golf game more enjoyable. I won't say better, just more enjoyable. So that's it. That was all I wanted to cover for today, and certainly inspired by the fact that my TXG rant the other day could have sounded like criticism, but I'm a big fan of those guys. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Ian and what he's done with TXG, but I am still I'm a huge fan of Matty Bloy. I think that's how you say his last name. That Ian would always call Matty Boy, but Matty Bloy, you know, now to me is the underdog, and I've obviously got to see him over the last couple of years. He haven't even mentioned me. I was on one of the live streams once, and I wrote a comment, and he mentioned my comment, so that was kind of cool. So now we're BFFs, but he's now the underdog, and so I'm a big fan of his. And you know, I don't know if it's he can start his own YouTube channel or what his next move is, but obviously I support him 100%. So that's it. Thank you for joining me tonight. Oh, yes. All right. So that's it for that portion. But let's get into some football here. NFL predictions. What's going to happen here is the Los Angeles Rams are going to defeat the Arizona Cardinals on Monday and then just tear through the rest of the NFL, go to a Super Bowl, which will be played at SoFi Stadium. So it'll be the second time the home team has a home field advantage in the Super Bowl. They win convincingly, but in a fourth quarter comeback, and it will just be a great game. It'll be a game for the history books. It'll be played on ESPN Classics all the time. Matt Stafford, after spending a 12 years in Detroit with nothing to show for it, will finally hoist the trophy, and he will thank everyone, and he will even thank Lions fans for supporting him, and there will be huge vindication about how great Matt Stafford was and how wasted his talent was in Detroit. That's kind of what I hope, because I'm still a Matt Stafford fan. I really believe that, you know, if he could have spent the last dozen years with a team that was moderately competent, he would have rings. And I just think it's sad that, you know, it's not like he's the most talented quarterback ever, but he's, you know, I'd call him top third quarterback pretty consistently. And he's one of those guys that deserves, you know, there are guys out there with Super Bowl rings that don't deserve it, but he deserves it. He's a team player, man. He wanted to stay loyal to Detroit. I wish we could have brought a championship to Detroit, but it wasn't going to happen. And I kind of do want him to win, you know, and I think if he doesn't do it now, you know, he's only getting older. We all are. And it's going to be harder and harder. The league is getting more and more competitive. And so the Rams sold their future draft picks really for this year. So I hope, and, you know, and they signed Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. And so I really think that they are trying to make a run this year. I wish they would have looked a little stronger during the season, but to be honest, if they really dominated throughout the regular season, maybe they get a little complacent in the playoffs. So maybe hopefully that's a little wake up call for them, but it's going to be Matt Stafford and the Rams hoisting the Lombardi trophy. And Lions fans and beat reporters are going to be all over that. Tigo 88, that's my favorite golf channel. Just saw you did some stuff on the TaylorMade red-faced stealth driver. So that was pretty cool too. Random Green, sounds good. So that's the end. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I wanted to show my loves for some of the other YouTube peeps out there. But definitely check out their videos. I will see you next time. Peter Von Panda, out. We can just stop more and explore so much deeper.